From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. A huge earthquake struck Chile Saturday. The 8.8 magnitude quake has destroyed homes and highways and killed at least 300 people. But as Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires, there is some relief as well.
Fears that the earthquake would generate a devastating tsunami were unfounded. When the wave reached Hawaii, it caused no serious damage, but the death toll in Chile continues to rise and reports of damage as well. The last major earthquake in the region in 1960 caused an enormous tsunami, which killed hundreds in Hawaii and Japan. The devastation in Santiago is extreme, particularly with older buildings, which were not built to withstand earthquakes. Chile, which is often subject to earthquakes, was prepared for the serious quake, and emergency crews were on the scene within an hour. Yet news from Concepcion, Chile's second city, which was near the center of the quake, remains scarce, and the fear is that damage there is severe. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
President Obama says the U.S. is standing by to help victims of the Chile quake if he gets the call. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton plans to leave Sunday for a previously scheduled trip to the region. At the Winter Games in Vancouver, Canada beat the U.S. to take the gold in the men's speed skating team pursuit. Canada leads the gold medal count in its home Olympics. From Vancouver, NPR's Diana Douglas reports.
Canadian and American skaters lined up on opposite sides of the speed skating oval, three men from each team, and sprinted around the track a total of eight times after the starting gun. Canada was ahead of the U.S. by almost a second for much of the race, but the U.S. team cut that lead to just 0.2 seconds before the race ended. They had to settle for silver. American Chad Hedrick said at the end of his race that he's had a great career, but is ready to make room for the next generation of skaters.
I'm done. I couldn't have had a better experience here in Vancouver. Had a lot of fun. Didn't accomplish every goal that I wanted to, but at the end of the day, I can take that and move on in life.
The 32-year-old Texan brought up the rear behind his two 19-year-old teammates. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
Saturday was the last full day of competition at the Winter Olympics. The last gold medal in the Vancouver Games will be awarded Sunday to the winner of the men's hockey game between the United States and Canada. Utility crews are trying to restore power after a winter storm that pounded the Northeast with snow, rain, and hurricane-force winds. More than a million homes and businesses lost power during Friday's storm. New Hampshire's electrical grid is the hardest hit. More than a quarter million customers were still without power heading into the weekend. Parts of New York got more than 2 feet of snow. Maine and Massachusetts dealt with wind and lots of rain. President Obama signed a one-year extension of several provisions in the nation's main counterterrorism law, the Patriot Act. This is NPR. Officials in Haiti say at least eight people are dead after heavy rains and widespread flooding fell on the country's southern peninsula. It's still several weeks until Haiti's rainy season typically starts. It's also been raining in parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince, where hundreds of thousands of people are still living outside after their homes were destroyed in last month's earthquake. A new federally financed study shows that a newer treatment to prevent strokes is as safe and effective as surgery, the usual treatment. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
Both procedures clear blockages in the carotid artery, the brain's main blood supply. At least 140,000 Americans have surgery each year to prevent strokes. A smaller number get stents, the other treatment. Doctors snake a device into the clogged artery to clear it, then implant a tiny cage, the stent, to keep it open. The study compared surgery versus stents in more than 2,500 patients. Some had warning signs of a stroke, others had clogged arteries without symptoms. The two procedures were about equal overall in patients under 70. Results came out at an American Stroke Association meeting. A separate European study found stent patients had more complications, but some experts say the doctors who implanted stents in the North American study were more experienced, leading to fewer problems. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Toyota President Akio Toyoda will speak in Beijing on Monday about the company's recent quality woes, Toyota said Sunday, in an effort to reassure consumers in the world's biggest auto market. Toyota, who testified at a U.S. congressional hearing last week about the spate of global recalls plaguing the company, will speak to reporters at a Beijing hotel. The number of vehicles in China is small compared with the 8.5 million vehicles recalled worldwide since October. This is NPR.